soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Irish blessing. Acknowledgements. My angels along the way. There have been countless people who have come into my life at times when I greatly needed them. I know these were angels sent by God to encourage and strengthen me. I'm so fortunate to have been blessed by incredible friends, family, colleagues, and partners in my life, and this book wouldn't exist without them. Gone but not forgotten, of course, are my precious mom and dad, and my beloved Auntie Ruby. Across the ocean in Derry, I thank my family for their constant love and support over the years, my brother Lawrence and his wife Fiona, my half-sisters Anne and Jacinta and their husbands John and Michael, my half-brother Pat and his wife Anne, my half-brother Father John, our dear family friend Father Paddy O'Kane, and all my many nieces and nephews. A thank you to my lovely mother-in-law Jean. I'm so grateful that she and her late husband Archie came into my life when I married Mark. I thank friends and mentors and wise hearts along the way for enriching my life and helping me discover my gifts and giving me the courage to dream. My sincere thanks to Roy Grant, Sandra Freeman, and Faith O'Reilly for believing in me. To directors Jack Going, who gave me my first big theatre break, and Larry Pierce, who gave me my first big television break. Who knows where I'd be without you? Thank you to my beloved Touched by an Angel family. I'm so grateful for the love we shared after so many wonderful years spent together. To Martha Williamson and the cast and crew, in particular the late John Dye and my own beloved mama, Della Reese. Thank you to all my Bible and AD family, the entire cast and crew who brought so much light to my life, and in particular Richard Betzer. Thank you to Gary Barber and my MGM family and all of my Lightworkers family who stay as committed as I am to telling positive and encouraging stories and trying to change the world through kindness, and especially to John Kilcullen and Catherine Warnock for their input on this book. Thank you to all the folks at Operation Smile who volunteered to give of their time and talent, changing the world one smile at a time. Thank you to everyone who helped with Box of Butterflies, breathing life into its pages with love and support and creativity. To Jan Miller and Shannon Marvin for helping me find the right publisher for this project and your unwavering support throughout. To Pam Reynolds, Brian Edwards, Christina Tajali for their legal expertise. To Judith Kerr, Carolyn Reedy, Phyllis Boltinghouse, Stephen Fallard, Jonathan Merck, and the entire team at Simon & Schuster and Howard Books, to Tori Sharp and Min Choi for their beautiful design, Yeti Stutzman, Linda Medvain, and Austin Hargraves for their incredible work on the cover, and Lena Plath and Claire Andara from Frank PR, my tireless PR team. To Cindy DiDiPirio, who came alongside at just the right time to help me envision what this book could be, who helped me to get the stories out of my heart and onto the page, and whose tireless dedication to the process has helped this book emerge into the beautiful treasure it is. A special thanks to all the writers and contributors who granted me rights to use their material, which so greatly enhanced this book. They have been butterflies for me along the way, and I'm so grateful that I can share them with you. A special thanks to Mary Oliver, Martha Williamson and Mark Lickman, Anne Nielsen, Karen Kingsbury, Phil Coulter, David White, and the dear Dr. Maya Angelou. A thank you to Ashley Chase, my invaluable assistant, who keeps me focused, on time, and on schedule. I'm so grateful for the special friends who've graced my path. There are way too many to mention here, but in particular, I thank my girlfriends close to home and overseas, friends whom I can count on no matter what, my true angels along the way, including Joanna, Moira, Cynthia, Elizabeth, Carol and Kay, Irina, Brooke, Lisa, Marilyn, and Valerie. I've been humbled and overwhelmed by the generosity of so many people and their kind words on behalf of Box of Butterflies. There has been so much support from friends, colleagues, people I so deeply admire and respect, and I am incredibly grateful. Given the immense response, I regret I'm not able to mention everyone here. But I have created a special place where you can read everything that people have been saying about Box of Butterflies at boxofbutterflies.com. My deepest thanks to all of you. Last but not least, I must thank my closest family, my own little Brady Bunch. I am so grateful to my beloved husband Mark, my best friend, partner, soulmate, and the absolute love of my life. He is the true leading man in my life. Loving him and being loved by him is more than I could have ever dreamed of. I am grateful for the two amazing sons he brought into my life. I have cherished helping to raise James and Cameron, and I love them dearly and am so proud of the young men they have become. And to Riley, my beloved daughter, your birth blessed me more than you could ever know. You are a part of my heart, and loving you brings me so much joy. Thanks for being the best daughter a mother could have.
Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us, was written and read by Roma Downey, with a foreword written by Della Reese, and read by Riley Anspa. It was recorded at Woodshed Recording in Malibu, California. Editing and post-production by Like 2000 Pounds. Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us, was produced, directed, and recorded by Travis Pun. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Box of Butterflies, Discovering the Unexpected Blessings All Around Us, is available in hardcover from Howard Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.